This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Hoping for no power issues, and we'll talk about the power issues in the second hour, but tonight, joined by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, because they were supposed to be with me last night, so joining me again is Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli. Good evening, fellows.
Good evening, Bill.
So, I know I've seen the exhaustive list of things you're going to talk about, so I'm going to let you guys kick off with whichever one we want to go with, and somebody tell me what we're talking about today.
Okay, I'll be happy to introduce what we're hopefully going to do,
yeah.
And allow everyone to understand why we're going to do it. There are too many forces trying to take down President Donald Trump. I think we all know that. We all see this. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we can expect this from the mainstream media, with their fake news. We could expect this from liberal Democrats. And we can probably even expect this from the, international elites. But when Republicans are breaking away from the fold, when Republicans are failing to support our president, their party, that's upsetting. And when we were kids, we always heard the expression, a house divided by itself will not stand. And
right.
It's true. It's true. So this is one of the reasons why Roger did a thorough analysis of what's going on with this special counsel trying to investigate Trump. And we published it on Amo Land. And it's pretty easy reading, and we invite everyone to take a look at it, because I think that a lot of people, unfortunately, who even supported Trump, voted for Trump, are starting to have doubts about him. And I hear that, and I tell them, no, that's wrong. You shouldn't have any doubts at all, because you're getting these doubts from the fake media. From
right.
the fake news. And it's not true. When you listen to Fox, you listen to One America News, you listen to Lock and Load Radio, you read Amo Land, you see what we're doing on Arbalest, and many, 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 many other good websites, of course, the NRA, you're hearing the real news. So we need to support our president, not 100%, but 110%. And if we don't, if we allow these forces to take him down, not only will America not be great again, but all of us who have carry licenses, all of us in the various states where we reside, and maybe some others that we pick up along the road, and all of us who like hunting and target shooting and competition shooting and enjoy the recreational and legal use of guns can kiss it goodbye. And all of us who are so close to realizing the national carry reciprocity, well, you can forget about it, because Trump is the only guy in the history of this country in my lifetime that I actually believe would actually make it a reality.
Right.
And so, Roger, why don't you eloquently take over from here? And then, Bill, with your permission, we have an interesting little thing we'd like to do toward the fourth segment before we wrap it up, and a series we want to. We want to test the listeners about their political savvy, and we want to see who are these hypocrites that we're going to give them clues to and see if they could email you the right answers. And every week, we're going to pick a few politicians out there that lied and still got voted into office.
Okay. We can certainly do that.
All right. So Let me talk a little bit about this matter of Robert Mueller. The fact of the matter is that Robert Mueller should never have been appointed as independent counsel. And that's not simply my take on it. To some extent, the Wall Street Journal would agree. A couple days ago, and an interesting opinion, it's titled, Mueller Can Avoid an Iran-Contra Repeat. Well, maybe he can, maybe he can't. But there was a point that I'd like to read from this article. It says, will history repeat itself? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller, told Fox News Sunday this past weekend that Bob Mueller understands, and I understand, the specific scope of the investigation. And so it's not a fishing expedition, really. The paper goes on to say, but Mr. Rosenstein's order appointing Mr. Mueller is somewhat mixed. It authorizes Mr. Mueller to investigate not only any links and or coordination between Trump campaign associates and the Russian government, but also any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. And when you see that, it basically sounds to me like precisely what Mueller's asks are, to engage in a fishing expedition, because there's absolutely no crime that is under can be directed to the president or to any members of his staff that are under investigation. And this Russian intrigue has been going on now for well over a year. And we might ask as well, and I took a look at a number of the statutes to get a handle on basically the legitimacy of appointing Robert Mueller. And it's quite interesting. There's one in particular, and it occurred right after the Independent Counsel Authorization Act had expired. And I perhaps had mentioned this before, but it bears repeating, that the Justice Department, and I believe it was Janet Reno at the time, had promulgated new rules that would allow for the appointment of a special counsel or independent counsel, as the expression is now used in lieu of the independent prosecutor or special prosecutor, but it comes down to pretty much the same thing. And what I was looking at before was, what was the enabling legislation that allowed the Attorney General to promulgate rules that would allow for the appointment of independent counsel when there was no, as far as I could tell, authorization from Congress to do this? And the only thing I could come up with is a general statute that basically says that various agencies or bureaus or departments of the executive can promulgate rules for their operation. But many of those rules, if not all of them, have to be in line with congressional acts. And the very fact that the Independent Counsel Reauthorization Act had expired, there was absolutely nothing I could see in any enabling legislation that allowed for the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel. And that's exactly what has happened. So we've got a couple problems there. One, the fact that we have a
let me get you right there before you go into into the problems we have, because we're going to on the break. This article, you can find this article at Ammoland.com, along with just about everything else that gets aggregated out there in the world of guns and gun things. And you can find it at ArbalistQuarrel.com, where you can find these two fellas and all of the shenanigans they get up to. And they're also, you know, featured writers at Ammoland.com. And you can find them here, especially when I have power. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel tonight, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngelis. Stephen was about to start telling us the problems with certain things, and we had to go to break. So what were the problems you were going to outline, Roger? I'm sorry.
Basically, what I want to point out, in talking about Mueller, and there's a lot of intricacies in the law, but
can I ask you one question before you go to that?
Go ahead.
Why doesn't... I'm still trying to figure out. I don't think it's going to be political Armageddon if he fires him. Why don't we just fire him since he's on this witch hunt?
It's perfectly within his prerogative to do so. And it's really from the political end, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, that are making a case that he should stay. That's an important point, and I want to read a couple paragraphs from my article because it addresses the very point you're making, because it really is an apostasy that Mueller is operating at all, especially given the fact that there's been no indication over a year now that the president or any of his staff have committed any crimes against this country. And I wanted to point this out, and I'm reading from my article, Stephen and my article. DOJ has, through appointment of independent counsel, Robert S. Mueller, compromised its duty to safeguard the laws of this nation and has compromised its duty to safeguard this nation's most sacred and profound institutions, of which there are three. And those are the branches of government. They include, one, the legislative branch, comprising the two houses of Congress charged with making the nation's laws, the executive branch comprising one individual, namely the President of the United States, who alone under our Constitution is specifically and expressly charged with faithfully executing such legitimate laws that Congress makes, and three, the judicial branch comprising the U.S. Supreme Court and such lesser courts, including, among others, the U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal and the U.S. District Court, that together are charged with interpreting the nation's laws. The DOJ, that is the Department of Justice, first and foremost, is an instrument of the executive branch and therefore falls under the control of the U.S. President alone. Make no mistake about it. DOJ does not fall under the purview of Congress, and it doesn't fall under the purview of the judiciary, except in terms of their committee aspects. But apart from that, the DOJ answers to the executive branch. Among the departments and agencies through which the executive branch, that is the U.S. President, executes and enforces the law that Congress makes, and I'm here quoting from a academic article from a legal scholar, presidential control over the Department of Justice arguably is more important than presidential control over any other agency, because DOJ goes to the core of the president's duty to faithfully execute and enforce the laws. The president must have the ability to closely oversee such activity in order that he may understand the difficulties of enforcement and the possible ramifications of those difficulties for his own national policy. And here, what do we have? The government, the president, is unable very well, especially in light now with this North Korea issue, a very, very serious one. And we got Mueller still dealing with this Russian probe, which is absolutely asinine. And I might add that one thing that is never stated in the news is just what does this cost? Now, there is a obscure statute that talks about the fact that an independent counsel has to submit a budget. But that budget is not something that the public sees. It's basically like a black ops program. And it could be any amount of money. In fact, the Wall Street Journal addressed that point as well. It said that, as a practical matter, there is no firm, clear limit to the resources or time that can be devoted to special counsel investigations, nor is there an obvious limit on their scope. So what is going on here? We have this Robert Mueller appointed by, as far as I can see, a rogue deputy attorney general that's going on his merry way, spending probably tens of millions of dollars. Before this whole thing is done, it may be hundreds of millions. And what is it accomplishing? It's accomplishing nothing except to point out what some people see as their being upset that Hillary Clinton is not president of the United States. It's absolutely outrageous. And really, Mueller and the Department of Justice must answer to that. And
Bill, Roger, excuse me a second. The next segment, I'm going to answer your question, and I'm going to say something to your listeners, because if they're listening to this, because Roger's right, and we proved that there is no constitutional authority for what's going on, and we should not be paying for it. The taxpayers should not be paying for it. So let's start getting angry. Let's start calling up our representatives and say enough's enough. And let's get this message to our good president. Maybe, I don't know, I want to say that he knows this more than we do, but maybe not. Maybe he doesn't know he can fire Mueller and get rid of this investigation immediately, just like you asked.
Well, I'm sure he probably does, because, I mean, Trump's not dumb.
No, not at all.
I think he's actually quite shrewd. I think everything he does is quite calculated.
I agree.
And some of the stuff he does just for the havoc it creates and the disarray. And then he just sort of wades around in it. But while he's doing it, while he's waiting, he's actually getting things done. Nobody paying attention to that one. But, yes, we can definitely go that into the next segment. But the other thing that, as far as Mueller is concerned, isn't there something in some sort of clause out there saying, you know, this is a monstrous – he and Comey are tight. That's a monstrous conflict of interest. Shouldn't that just disqualify – shouldn't he, if he's such a great guy, shouldn't he be saying, well, you know, I have to disqualify myself and this is all a witch hunt and, you know.
Well, what you're getting at, Bill, is a critical point, too, that basically –
I was asking too many questions, and I this stuff gets me too hot, you know.
Sure.
It gets me way hot. But this article is up on Ammoland, right? Ammoland.com, where you can find this article. What's the title of the article?
The title of the article is the original title under what it comes under, Independent Counsel Mechanisms for Bringing Down a U.S. President.
Yeah.
And it's basically this. Renegade U.S. Department of Justice. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein uses outside private counsel Robert Mueller and shameful bid.
Okay. We're going into the break now. Go look for that at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guests this evening are, this hour anyway, are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli of ArbalistQuarrel.com. We're talking about Bob Mueller, the all-around good guy that Comey and they like to hang out and party together. And, Mueller, and he shouldn't be where he's at. He's a witch hunter, and he should be dealt with, and we should be moving on and actually doing something. But that's all beside the point. They've been writing about it. All I have... it's just raw emotion. I don't have any facts. Guys, give me some facts.
Yeah, basically, Mueller does not represent anything but special interests that wish to tear down the president. And that's clear on the basis of the fact that the rule under which he was appointed, from my professional judgment, is patently illegal. And even if it were demonstrably legal, even under the terms of that statute, there's not a basis upon which Mueller should have been appointed, because there was no crime under which he should have been, that the president could have been investigated. And that isn't simply my idea. It's also an idea that's been presented by Alan Dershowitz, who's a liberal scholar, academic scholar, and also a Jay Sekula. But so nonetheless, this is what we have. And all you have to do is compare what is going on now with the kind of investigation over Clinton's clearly illegal acts. And of course, you would have the Democrats saying, well, that's water under the bridge. Well, it really isn't. But what we're really dealing with here is essentially a soft coup of the government.
Right.
This thing is going on. I personally would like to know what it's costing the American taxpayer to destroy our own president. I mean, just imagine your money and my money, our tax dollars, are going to the fishing expedition so that Mueller, after he spends maybe $100 million, could find some small peg to hang a hat on and use that to bring an impeachment action against the or the Senate would bring an impeachment action against the president. Beyond that, I believe in the last week I had mentioned you have this grand jury that he set up. Well, what are grand juries are called upon by prosecutors? Well, when a prosecutor is investigating what? A crime. And he presents probable, what he believes is probable evidence of a crime to the grand jury. And if the grand jury believes that the evidence is sufficient, then an indictment follows and a full-blown trial takes place. But I am not aware of grand juries being called upon to simply look at a morass of investigative material, raw data, that does not involve any wrongdoing, any criminal wrongdoing. And yet that is what we have here. So it's just unbelievable what this Mueller is doing. And he's doing it with the blessings of the Democratic Party and also with the blessings of the Republican Party. So we've got to be clear about this, that basically, you know, the White House represents the people, but then we have Congress that seems to be going off on its merry way because Jeb Bush was not president or Hillary Clinton. And we know where all this is going. And where it's going is actually the destruction of our country. Now, some people would say that that is a bit full-blown and overblown, but it really isn't. Looking at an article that was written back not that long ago, again by the Wall Street Journal, August 5, George H.W. Bush declared in 1990 that after 100 generations of searching for peace, a new world order was about to be born, a world quite different from the one we've known. Now, just imagine what he's getting at there. And what he's getting at and what McCain has gotten at when he was on Meet the Press a few months ago, and also in his declaration to a conference in Brussels not too long ago, they're talking about the destruction of the nation state. And that, to me, means the destruction of our Bill of Rights, the destruction of our Constitution, open borders, mass globalization, loss of millions more jobs taken from honest, hardworking Americans. And there's no end in sight. And, of course, too, if we're going to bring in, actually, if Clinton were in office, we'd see on the order of probably 500,000 new refugees coming in every year, refugees from the Middle East and individuals from South America and Central America and Mexico. But these would not be highly academic individuals, but they would be individuals that have no concept of a Bill of Rights. And so think how easy it would be if you have a population that is made up of many, many of these individuals who have no comprehension of the Bill of Rights and no, in the way our education is going, no indication that they would be educated to begin to understand and to love the Bill of Rights. So issue with Mueller and the expression New World Order that we hear with more frequency today, and with attacks on nationalism and calling Trump and calling people that support him jingoists and nativists and all these notions that are contrary to the concept of liberal. What is it? Democratic liberalism that is propounded by the EU and which is thrust on the rest of us. But it's not a great idea at all if it's going to be the end of this country. and this is what I see. Stephen, do you have any comment to make in that regard?
Well, I'm gonna save my 2-2 for the next section when we do the who are these hypocrites. So why don't you finish up eloquently and then we'll have some fun. We have a surprise for everybody listening in tonight, and we're gonna test this new game that we have and see how it goes. All right.
We got about 60 seconds left, Roger.
60 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the three pillars of modern conservatism? And as propounded by Irving Kristol back in 1993, we have religion, a Judeo-Christian ethic in this country, nationalism, which means our national pride, and economic growth. And these are the three things that are actually going by the wayside. We see attacks on religion because we can look at transgenderism and all these odd sorts of sexual dysphoria uprooting our normal concepts of religion. Nationalism is being tied into concepts of racism, which is absurd. But economic growth is really tied to the multinationals and what is good for them. And we're seeing today some very odd situations in economics where these multinational corporations, huge holding companies.
Hang on.
All right.
We'll finish this up when we get back.
This is Lock and Load.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Lock and Load. This hour we've got Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrevi from Arbalest Quarrel. We've been talking about the attempt at a soft coup. Stephen, before we go off into your quiz, does anybody really believe that would be a soft coup? Because, I mean, if the Senate were to try to impeach the president, I think a lot of governors. Can governors recall senators from their states?
I don't believe that they can, but I'm just guessing right now. I have to do some legal research on that.
Who are the senators behold? I mean, somebody. Is nobody in charge of them? They don't answer to anybody?
Well, the people in charge of them.
All of us listening voted for someone, hopefully. And sure. And that's what I've always been saying. Who did you vote for and why?
The American people, you know, through our election. That's where we get rid of them. The only, of course, understand senators could be impeached, too, if there's any indication of a crime on their part. But even then, understand that impeachment is not if the president or if a senator is impeached, they lose their office. But then charges can be lodged against them for the commission of a crime. But people don't seem to realize that, for example, taking Donald Trump, even assuming the worst case scenario that he had actually colluded with the Russians, that he was involved in sedition, that would be a basis for impeachment, but that would not be a basis to actually indict him for a crime. You cannot indict a sitting president for a crime because that would be considered worse for the nation than any crime that the president might have committed. And that's also true with to a lesser extent with other high-ranking governmental officials. But the last thing I wanted to get to was this idea that this attack on multiple fronts through the Democrats, through the hiring of Mueller, through the mainstream media, harping on everything that Donald Trump says or does is wrong. They're basically attacks against the ideals that many Americans, I would like to think most Americans, hold most dearly. And those would be a strong sense of national pride, a strong sense of morality through the Christian religion, Individual liberty as established through the Bill of Rights. These are all indispensable, and these are the very things that are under attack. And they're under attack by these elites up there who don't believe that religion's important anymore. They want to get rid of the nation state because that defeats their ability to make more and more money. And being a multinational, you're basically a stateless entity anyway. And they have no use for individual liberty because if people, my God, if an individual has a firearm and they don't like what's going on and they see that their government is being taken over by these elites that hold no obligation to our country, our values, our morals, our Constitution, then obviously they have to get rid of all the guns. They have to clamp down hard on Americans.
Sure.
But with that note, I'll let Stephen continue.
All right. Well, depending upon how much time we have
you got
three people.
6 minutes, so go.
6 minutes, okay. Let's introduce our listeners to a new survey, and hopefully we'll have some fun with this. It all depends upon how active everyone is in getting the answer to you via email.
Right.
And this brings me to another thing that we did. And I want everyone listening that participated to know that when we were asking you to email Bill about the what is your position, would you want a national carry reciprocity so you can carry in all states and U.S. territories, we did tabulate them, and we are analyzing them. We have not forgotten you. So when we ask you to do something, please bear with us. There's only three guys. We're doing our best, and we will get back to you. But now this is something that we just thought of. We're curious to see how many of you listening know who we have in our government that got elected into office to represent us and lied. They all took an oath of office. They all swore to uphold the United States Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, and especially our sacred Second Amendment. So who are these hypocrites? Well, this is what we came up with. When Bill can get his hands on an audio feed, we're going to ask him to play something.
I've got it. I am ready to go. You go.
Well. Then you know what? Then play the Marine hymn.
Is that enough?
Good. Paraphrase the.
That's good. I have my hands. And full honor of these guys and gals, our soldiers that are protecting us. Now, this is where we're going. Roger, we have a quote from someone that we want to let everyone listen to. Let's hear what this person said, and then I'm going to follow that up with some clues. And the question is to everyone, who is this person? Roger, what's the quote?
All right. It's actually a paraphrase, but it's pretty close to the original. This senator stated this. We have learned something since the days I served in Vietnam as a Marine.
Wow. Okay. Here's the clue, ladies and gentlemen. He's a United States senator. He's a Democrat. He hates guns. He vehemently goes along with any and all anti-gun measures to take away our Second Amendment rights. He happens to represent a state in New England, which is the Northeast, where, of course, all the states in the Northeast voted for Hillary Clinton. He constantly bashes President Trump on television and in the mainstream media, and yet he got elected. Who is this guy? And Steve, email bill@lockandloadradio.com.
Bill@lockandloadradio.com.
We want to mention the fact that this was a bald-faced lie, that this individual never did serve in Vietnam.
Yeah, he was a stolen valor guy. And we've only got now about 50 seconds left.
Okay, so we got two more people. We'll leave them for the next show. And then what we're going to do is we're going to tabulate the answers. We're going to give you the right answer. We're going to have another liar, hypocrite.
And you can email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you know the answer to this, I might, depending on, and, you know, if you don't know that, you should know that. Because I talk about this guy all the time. He has made the wall of shame. So, anyway.
And he got elected. Who elected him?
Well, a bunch of constituents that, probably the same bunch of constituents. They're probably just like the ones down here in South Carolina that keep electing Lindsey Graham.
we'll get to that later.
So.
And his friend.
McCain. Well, I've got plans for Mr. McCain myself. I don't know exactly how I would execute them, but...
Time to go out to pasture, gentlemen.
Time to go out to pasture. Yes, John. Time for you to... you've done well, I guess, being a maverick.
Thank you, goodbye. Thank you, goodbye.
Yeah. Try not to bang... Well, you know, anyway. I want to thank you guys for coming on tonight.
We had a great time. Thank you. Thanks
yes,
a lot,
sir.
Bill.
ArmlessQuarrel.com. Find their writings at ArbalistQuarrel.com, Ammoland.com. Find them here. When we get back, we're going to, in hour number two, when we come up, I'm going to tell you what's going on with the power, just so the next time it happens, nobody will be going, what's up with him? This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.